Here's today's Pasture and Forage Minute.
This winter has been open and dry across most of Nebraska, and according to the Drought Monitor, many areas are increasing in their drought classification intensity. We are a few weeks away from another growing season, and who knows how much moisture lies ahead. Today, I'll suggest some ways you can limit the forage problems drought can cause. Drought is likely to be a problem again this summer, at least somewhere. Because hay can be costly when pastures are short, we need to consider ways to minimize damages if we receive less than average rainfall. Fortunately, early spring is a time when you can take action that can minimize some of drought's problems. For starters, prepare a strategy for using any remaining hay. One of the better options is to feed hay a bit longer into the spring before turning cows out to permanent pasture. I know this action is exactly opposite of my usual recommendation to graze more and feed less hay, but allowing pastures to accumulate a bit more growth before grazing begins will provide more total grazable forage if drought prevents much regrowth later on. Leftover hay can also be used later during the grazing season to give pastures more time to recover between grazings. Another strategy is to plant annual forages for pasture or hay. Some excellent choices are oats, as planted as early as possible in the spring, or summer annual grasses like sedan grass, sorghum sedan hybrids, and pearl millet, which are planted once the soils are good and warm. Late May and early June is usually best for these grasses. So reserve some ground now for these drought insurance grasses before you plant everything to corn, soybeans, and other crops. If rains don't come, planning and acting now can reduce potential forage losses from drought, and that will pay big dividends. For today's Pasture and Forage Minute, I'm Nebraska Extension Range and Forage Specialist Jerry Valesky.
Pasture and Forage Minute is a production of Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.